Welcome to 100 Ways, your simple reminder that you are home wherever you are and that everything is right the way it is right now. I'm your host, Laura Christine, fellow explorer of consciousness and this amazing, beautiful world. Let's get curious, dive into the duh, and find out what's here for us today. Hi, it's me again, and it's you again. Hello, hello. So happy to have your ears for a moment. I'd love to have your voice, by the way, so please contact me and let me know how you feel about this poem. It's called Starfish, and it's by Mary Oliver, who is now my favorite poet. And there's one particular line in here that really grabbed me. It is this: what I wanted was to be willing to be afraid. How does that resonate inside you? Or maybe it doesn't, and it's simple discordance, which can be beautiful all in its own. To me, to be willing to be afraid is easy. It's, I'm going to not do this thing that I know will expand me or stretch me and grow me in ways that I'm ready to grow, even though I'm not ready. I want to be afraid. I want to be willing to just step back and not. I want to keep this simplicity about not growing about me. But as you know, we can't evade growth. It's going to happen for us, whether we like it or not. And really, whether we're afraid or not, I think we can delay it with that willingness to be afraid and not do the thing, but then it just builds up more and more and more within us. And the lesson is harder then, the longer we wait. Here's the poem. I'll read it to you now. It's called Starfish. Let me know how it resonates. In the sea rocks, in the stone pockets, under the tide's lip, in water dense as blindness, they slid like sponges, like too many thumbs. I knew this. And what I wanted was to draw my hands back from the water. What I wanted was to be willing to be afraid. But I stayed there. I crouched on the stone wall while the sea poured its harsh song through the sluices, while I waited for the gritty lightning of their touch, while I stared down through the tides leaving where sometimes I could see them, their stubborn flesh lounging on my knuckles. What good does it do to lie all day in the sun, loving what is easy? It never grew easy, but at last I grew peaceful. All summer, my fear diminished as they bloomed through the water like flowers, like flecks of an uncertain dream, while I lay on the rocks, reaching into the darkness, learning little by little to love our only world. What I wanted was to be willing to be afraid, but then what good does it do to lie all day in the sun loving what is easy? It doesn't do much good. What does good is learning little by little to love our only world, which is full of mystery and darkness and surprises and delights and scary things that once you know them are no longer scary. What will it take to learn to love our only world? It doesn't have to be all at once. Little by little, how do we love our only world? It's getting back home to ourselves first and foremost, so that we know what it feels like to be home. And then from that space of being home, that's when it's easy. And easy is a definition in itself in this sense, where it's not that it doesn't have challenges. The lightest path, the path that is light for one, most of the time it's riddled with challenges for a purpose. Those challenges are there to make us grow and to make us realize that our willingness to be afraid is actually what's keeping us feeling heavy and on the path of dread, the heavy one, the one that feels like we're weighted down, where if we just put our hands in that dark water, if we just reach into the darkness and into the mystery and see what we find out and realize that it's there for us, it's there for our growth, it's there for our light, the fear disappears. And little by little, we love this only world. We love ourselves and this world, which is our only world. Breathe that in. Feel that in your bones and tell me right now out loud. Say it out loud. Tell yourself and tell me, what is it that you're no longer willing to be afraid about? What is it that you've been willing to be afraid about that you're done being afraid about? Maybe it's love. Maybe it's making a big purchase. Maybe it's taking a big risk. Maybe it's quitting the job that's killing you. Maybe it's starting your own thing. Who knows what it is? Maybe it's trying to eat something you've never eaten before to see if you like it. It doesn't have to be big. It can be tiny. Everything is the same. In energetics, it's the same. Every fear is the same in energetics. So take one thing and dive into that fear and see what happens, because I guarantee you'll come out the other side with a little more freedom. You are more than welcome to have a session with me, which you can get at laurachristine.us, where we get that clarity and we get that freedom. It is true, and it happens quickly. You can support the show there as well. Make a donation, $5, $25, whatever feels right to you. If this is benefiting you in any way, it would really fill my heart to see that come through. And until next time, I am sending all the love and all the courage, and then some more. We'll talk again. Thank you for being here. I would love to hear from you. Go to laurachristine.us to let me know your thoughts on this. And remember, as Rumi said, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Also, you can't fuck it up. I said that.